Well, I'm here up at Southeast Iowa Days on the Capitol to talk with our legislators about what's going on up here, what's important to us back home, and I have Blaine Watkins with me.
Hey, thank you for having me. This is great.
Well, this is my first time getting to meet you. So first, just introduce yourself to the KILJ listeners and tell us who you kind of represent.
Yeah, so my name is Blaine Watkins. I'm from Donelson, Iowa. So I farm in the off season when we're not up here in Des Moines. So I'm pretty much everything in Lee County outside of Weaver and Denmark. So I'm all the way down from St. Paul down to Keokuk. So I've got that whole swath. And, we don't get very many visitors up here for as far of a drive as it is. So being able to have so many people come and visit today, and I mean, it's something a lot of people do most of the time, but us, we get to set our days aside and really have that full experience within the span of a week.
Well, I know it's a short session. I know you guys have been busy, but thanks for taking some time.
Absolutely.
And tell us, what are some of the things that you're working on or that are important to you for this session?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I ran for Representative Graber's seat after his passing, I mean, the biggest thing was people were concerned about, you know, being taxed out of their homes. What is the property tax going to look like? And it's been definitely an unstable past couple of years. And so being able to bring some transparency to that market is really what my goal is this session. But mainly just, you have different bills that are going to come up and different priorities that you've never heard of. And that all of that happens today and this week when my people come up and see me and say, hey, this is what's important to me, or bring a different perspective to what we're doing now. So it's really just keeping, keeping people honest and having that transparency to show people we're doing good work up here.
What is some of the work that you're doing up here? Besides property taxes, what are some of the other things that you've gotten to kind of be involved with?
Yeah, absolutely. So being on the Judiciary Committee, it's been a whole bunch of just different topics, from being able to get your when we had the subcommittee meeting today over the that one was interesting too. They had the driver's license bill,
but dog and cat.
Yes, we're doing stuff for animals now.
Oh, wow.
So we've got a situation now where people are just showing up, leaving animals, abandoning them, and nobody's really punished for that. And so that was one of the things Samantha Fett, who's on the Judiciary Committee, she's brought up two or three different animal rights bills, which have really been beneficial, and I'd like to see those expanded to maybe livestock. We've heard horror stories come up, but even outside of animals, we've talked about, you know, insurance rates, what people are paying for different services, and it's just trying to connect all of those things together. So Judiciary, we have a massive swath of different conversations, but a lot of code editing that they kind of gave me the hazing.
Substantive code editors.
Yeah, so mainly just trying to clean up language in the Iowa code. So that was kind of what they call it.
That's really exciting.
Yeah, it's kind of the hazing bill, and then they say, oh, we would like you to read this for everybody. And
I was going to ask you about that. You're younger, newer to the legislature. What are some of the things that you're finding out or realizing that you weren't expecting, maybe?
Well, I tell you what, when I was a clerk, it was always, oh, I schedule a meeting, my boss goes to a meeting, or, you know, I go home, these are the tasks that I have to do. And you really learn the process. Here it's learning the people, not just the people in your caucus, but the people in the Democrat caucus as well, and trying to understand their personalities as well as their ambitions. And so you're really not just system oriented, you're people oriented. So there's all these different ideas that are going to come to the forefront, and you just kind of have to learn to balance all that. And so, you know, they talk about leadership and having those qualities, and luckily it's been bumpy, but it hasn't been as bad as I thought. But it's really just learning the people and understanding what everybody's ambitions are.
So you're in it now. Would you run again?
Well, that's the plan. I announced a few months ago, and I think people are really going to be happy with what happens this session. And that's what I want to do, is I want to come back and say, hey, this is what we got done, whether it's property taxes, whether it's, you know, bills that people don't even think about,
sure,
whether that's things from the federal government, that restrictions they've put on us, or just new opportunities to grow, and being able to come home after session and say, look what we were able to accomplish. That's my goal.
All right. Well, you've got the microphone. Is there any last thoughts floating through your head that you want to say, hey, I want Southeast Iowans to know this?
Well, I'll tell you what, I want them to know I am so proud of the place I come from. It's not every day you get to not only fill in for somebody who was just such a local legend with General Graber. His wife is amazing. Connie has been a huge support. But we're in a little different scenario than what a lot of these people are up here in the city. And being able to come from a place where we can have these conversations and obviously have one heck of an event up here with so many different ideas and so many different political affiliations and still get along, it's so much better than some of the stuff I see up here. So I'm super proud to say I'm from Lee County.
Blaine Watkins with the Iowa House of Representatives. Thanks for taking some time to talk with us today.
Yes, thank you, Katie. I appreciate it.